from fine art to a somewhat coarser art, football. If trends continue, about 60% of the people watching TV tonight will be watching the Super Bowl. That leaves other networks and even some radio networks with a programming challenge. What do you air when everyone else is tuned to the same football game? Even worse, what if you're an all-sports network? That's right, ESPN will air figure skating all night. They're likely trying to reach whatever sports audience isn't tuned to Fox. Keeping the theme of competition, one of Fox's biggest rivals, NBC, will play back-to-back episodes of the game show The Biggest Loser.
And go!
But by far the most playful choice tonight, and the personal favorite of just about all the All Things Considered staff, has all the lights and glory of that other bone-crunching game.
Welcome to the Animal Planet Stadium in Silver Spring, Maryland, where the event of the year has gone to the dogs.
That's right. It's time for the cable network's fourth annual Puppy Bowl. They've built a ring that looks like a football stadium, green field, 50-yard line, flashing bulbs, and they've let loose inside it a whole pack of puppies. The play is raucous, the competition tough, and did we say bone-crunching game? More like bone-munching. Not a dog person? Well, just wait for the halftime show.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for an extravaganza as we proudly bring you the Bissell Kitty Halftime Show.
Yep, same thing, but with kittens and a scratching post. Cats are more complex. And speaking of cats and dogs, our parting words tonight are these mullings from American essayist Agnes Repplier. She wrote in 1894, "Why does not the kitten betray some of the attributes common to the adult puss? A puppy is but a dog, plus high spirits and minus common sense. We never hear our friends say they love puppies but cannot bear dogs. A kitten is a thing apart. And many people who lack the discriminating enthusiasm for cats, who regard these beautiful beasts with aversion and mistrust, are won over easily and cajoled out of their prejudices by the deceitful wiles of kittenhood." That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Have a fabulous week.